From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiaro. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence host a political rally tonight in Pensacola, Florida. Voters there on Tuesday could help determine control of the U.S. Senate. Crowds began forming hours ago.
They're here not only for a spectacular Saturday tailgate party here in Pensacola, but also it's all about Trump. No time for college ball right now. Trump, politics, and Tuesday's very incredibly consequential midterm elections.
President Trump held a rally earlier in Belgrade, Montana. Former Vice President Joe Biden with a hoarse throat rallying Democrats in Ohio.
This is the most important off-year election that any one of you will have ever voted in. And that's not hyperbole. The very character of our country is on the ballot on Tuesday.
Biden in Parma, Ohio. This is Fox News.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Hi everybody, Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have another cool forecast for the overnight hours tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature ending up in the low to mid-40s. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight as we go back to standard time. Then for tomorrow, look for increasing clouds, high temperature in the lower 70s, chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, and a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high in the upper 70s, and there's an increasing threat of what could be a significant severe weather event here in Alabama Monday night in through the overnight hours into Tuesday. Stay tuned for all the latest. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet ready for the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. My guest tonight, as always, is the postman, a man who's been awake much longer than I have, but just like yours truly, was jostled awake. Welcome, postman. I'm glad you're back.
All right. Good to be here, Terry.
Hope you had a good weekend last week.
Yes, it was. Good. It was.
Producing the program tonight will be me. I'm going to be producing this program. I actually had fun last week by myself, but it's good to have postman back. Before we go any further, I need to read you our disclaimer. You do not need to believe a single word that you hear from our mouths tonight, because you have got to learn to start doing your own investigating and digging and figuring all of this stuff out for yourself. Because remember something my father used to tell me, and one of the many things I never listened to him about, anything given to you is never as vital and never crucial to you as something you have to work for yourself to attain. It's very, very important. Hope I got that right. Now listen very closely to me. I do not have all the answers, but at least I'm asking the questions. And sometimes, dadgummit, that's enough. Sometimes it has to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever's going on within this big blue ball hurling through the space, circling the sun, if we are even on a ball, and if there even is what's known as the sun, and if there even is such a thing as we recognize as space, well, it's increasing, whatever's going on. It is increasing day by day. And while I cannot prove it, I know that there's about to be a convergence of, number one, of the unrest being pushed by the left, who are still upset that their satanic New World Order is not being led by the head witch herself, Hillary Clinton. And two, a worldwide disaster known about by the dark side, which will, according to Scripture, usher in the Great Tribulation. Those two things are going to converge. Looks to me like everything going on within this country is being delayed, so it will be perfect timing when this thing hits. Folks, we're on the cusp of something long awaited by both Satanists and Christians alike. Something that will forever alter everything we think we know. Now, I know that great claims require great proofs, which I do not have. Well, I do have some, but most of you are incapable of recognizing them for what they truly are. I honestly believe that I've stumbled upon something so incredible, so unreal, that most people, they're not able to grasp the significance of this discovery. What I'm talking about is the reversing of the images to see what's really there, hidden in plain sight. I'm not the only one who sees these things. They're there, coming out of the trees and plants, draped over like pseudo-branches, sitting there as though awaiting orders. So what are these things? Are they demonic entities sent ahead? Are they holographic creations courtesy of the techno branch of the deep state? And believe me, there is a techno branch, one that contains technology capable of making this planet a veritable paradise. But they choose instead to use it for evil instead of good, because you see, it's all about them. It's not about us. They don't care about us. They don't give a hoot about you and me. It's all about them. Why do you think they're siphoning off all our money? This is the future of our children and our grandchildren. It's all being siphoned off into their secret space program and all this other stuff they have going on. $21 trillion at last count. You understand how much money $21 trillion is? I don't think you can wrap your head around it. Incredible amount of money that's gone. So the easiest way to determine where someone stands It's a simple question. Is it about them or is it about the other people? You only need to look at politicians to see the perfect example of the it's all about me mindset. You know, I read something interesting this week. I read where this life we're living is simply a test, one that will be repeated over and over until you learn that you're to focus on others and not yourself. And I got to tell you, I can believe that. I really can. You have to learn to, just like the Bible says, love your neighbor. Love everybody else. Don't worry about you. God will take care of you. You worry about everybody else. But that's so hard to do, particularly in this world, that what we're being taught on television. And speaking of television, I know I'm going all kind of different directions, but to the Christians out there, listen to me. What would you do if you had a dream and Jesus came to you and said, I want you to throw that TV set out. That TV set's doing nothing but programming you. It's evil. It's Satan's avenue into your home. Throw it out. Could you do it? Could you throw out your TV set? I bet most of you are going, of course I can. But you really can't. It's hard to do, isn't it? It's been a weird week. I've watched a video by Travis Walton explaining what really happened to him. Fire in the Sky was the movie, and they changed everything about that abduction. I also read or listened to an interview. I can't remember the guy's name. It was the two guys in Mississippi that were abducted while they were fishing. It was 1975. I listened. One's dead. I listened to the younger guy. I listened to his interview. Fascinating stuff, what happened to him. The guy is straight up. The sheriff's department, where they went after the abduction scenario, they put him in a cell together, and they secretly taped the conversation the two had, thinking they would catch them talking about the lie that they had fabricated. No, they were scared to death. They were crying, and they were talking, trying to figure out what had just happened to them. They were telling the truth. There's so much we don't know, and there's so much that's being kept from us. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Y'all hang on, 3-minute break, and we will be back and get into some really interesting stuff. Come back with us.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is rethinking tile. And we're starting at square one with all the top styles at the lowest prices, guaranteed. And now with bulk pricing, you can save on the look you want for any size job, even special orders. So retile a kitchen, reimagine a bath, indoor, outdoor, any room of the home. Rethink tile and save. Everything you need for your next tile job is here for less. Nobody beats our prices. We guarantee it. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air that was that I started some, I don't know, 4.5 years ago. This is News Talk 93.1. WACB, one of the few independent networks of stations here, actually anywhere, because everything now is pretty much controlled by just a handful of people. So if you have a need, any of the sponsors, whether it's Barron Show, any of them show, Greg Show, Dan Show, please, please visit their sponsors. And if you can spend your money with them, please do, to keep everything on this network going. It's very important. Okay, show notes. YouTube has, without warning, much less approval, deleted over 200 of my videos. They are gone. Almost a decade's worth of research gone in a flash, and I have no recourse whatsoever. Folks, there's a war against the truth going right now, whether you know that or not. They started it, not me. That's all I'm going to say about that. At 11 o'clock this morning, four fighter jets flew over East Montgomery extremely loud. There were two yesterday afternoon. I found out today when we came in and Jay and his crew were here. One guy there is active military, and they're doing some kind of drill. That's what that was about, so I'm glad to know that. In the You Gotta Be Kidding Me category, we have kids are now huffing pyrethrins to get high. Now, for those who aren't pet owners, pyrethrins are plant-based enzymes used for the control of fleas and ticks. Can you believe this? The user's behavior is described by law enforcement officials as, and imagine this, zombie-like. Where have we heard that before? Everything is zombie-like. Maybe that's why all this where the zombie crap is coming from. I don't know. For no apparent reason, I watched a video last night where two virtually identical and strangely effeminate white guys in Britain attempted to drop a bowling ball onto a trampoline from a height of 165 meters. They were at this huge dam. Now, I watched in stunned amazement as attempt after attempt failed. They kept adjusting the release point of the ball, but they kept missing the trampoline every time. Now, the ball was consistently hitting in one spot, and I kept screaming, "Why do you not move the trampoline?" But I guess that totally escaped them or never entered their mind. I don't know. But thinking back, I don't know who was dumber, them for not moving the trampoline or me for wasting over 10 minutes in this exercise in futility. I don't know. A little bit of funny news. Alec Baldwin was arrested for allegedly punching someone in a parking spot dispute. Gotta love that. Couldn't happen to a nicer butthole. And I'm being nice. Let's see. God, I've got so much stuff to cover. And Postman's going to get into some George Washington's vision. That's some fascinating stuff. Amazing stuff. Sources at the border report that the caravan we've heard so much about is 70% single men. And Mexico's own ambassador said in an NPR interview that many are, quote, very violent. However, the treasonous and extremely leftist media is lying to us about it not being dangerous while denigrating our very own countrymen, Americans. The left needs immigrant voters because they cannot win elections based on their ideas and philosophy, because it basically is an end to freedom. An article in the New York Times advocated for replacing the, quote, embittered white conservative minority. Yeah. One of the men in the caravan admitted that he was charged with third-degree felony of attempted murder. Mexican authorities arrested two Honduran men on charges of shooting at federal police officers who were escorting the caravan. Another incident involved men from Central America who set fires at an immigration facility in Mexico in a futile attempt to escape so they couldn't be deported. Mexican authorities are reporting the use of firearms and Molotov cocktails by the migrants. Reporters have noted that many are members of the brutal MS-13 gang. Imagine that. CNN news anchor and extremely troubled fellow Don Lemon said, quote, "The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right, and we have to start doing something about them," end quote. He also questioned why there's no travel ban or, quote, "white guy ban." Now, Lemon also said he doesn't see Democrats killing people over politics, which caught the attention of Republican Representative Steve Scalise, who was literally shot and seriously wounded by a far-left Bernie Sanders supporter, who fired off more than 200 rounds in an attempted mass murder of Republicans last year. Now, Red State did a great piece on Don Lemon. It goes something like this. CNN's Don Lemon shows us the hypocrisy and racism of the left in just a few mind-bogglingly horrible sentences. Let's see if we can just get to what he said, because that kind of says it all. I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any one group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking the biggest terror threat is something else, said Lemon. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border like it's imminent. The last time they did this, a couple of hundred people came, and, you know, most of them didn't get into the country, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Lemon is missing the fact that we're not looking at a couple of hundred migrants. We're looking at thousands in the five-figure range. But I digress. Lemon somberly goes on saying that we need to stop demonizing one ethnic group so we can demonize an entirely different ethnic group. Quote, "So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized to the right, and we have to start doing something about them." Now, when he says radicalized to the right, folks, he's talking about Christians. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. God-fearing, God-believing Christians. See, we're the radical right now. In that one sentence, Lemon did multiple things. The first is obvious hypocrisy. The second is that he painted white Republican voters as evil. Never mind that only one has ever done anything to the effect of terrorizing people, whilst the left is currently supporting and supporting domestic terror groups like Antifa and radicalized socialists that like to shoot up baseball fields filled with high-ranking Republicans and Democrats who physically assault GOP officials. Never mind that people are shooting at Republican headquarters with firearms. No, no, no. White Republicans, they must be the problem. And most of them, not just one, are all radicalized to the right. Yeah, Lemon's got some issues. He's got some snakes in his head, no doubt about it. And they're evil snakes, put it that way. Moving on. A leaked internal UN document detailing a $930 million pay-to-play scheme orchestrated by Saudi Arabia exposed a demand by the Saudis that UN humanitarian groups in Yemen, including the UN Development Program, OCHA, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF, provide favorable publicity. Thus, the nearly $1 billion that the Saudis gave was essentially hush money for the sake of propaganda meant to shield the kingdom from scrutiny over its war in Yemen, which was previously described by the UN as, quote, "the world's worst humanitarian crisis," because it's pushed millions to the brink of starvation. It kills me what we humans do to other humans. And I've said this so many times. If I was God, I would have destroyed this joint long before now. He's got to be so disappointed in us. It's sickening to me what we do. It's absolutely sickening. Let's see. LifeSite, a Christian news site launched by the anti-abortion Campaign Life Coalition back in 1997, was threatened with being blacklisted by its web host and was given 12 hours to find a new one. Now, LifeSites, they're just the latest of all the conservative websites that have been threatened with deplatforming from the internet. And this is, like I said in the opening, this is a wave of censorship, getting rid of the truth. That is what they're doing. Let's see. Last week, the SPLC, Our Own Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for American Progress, founded by John Podesta and financed by a good old friend George Soros, along with four other organizations, drafted a guide for tech giants, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, so they could police speech on the internet. Imagine that. This policy seeks to deputize intermediaries, including social media platforms, payment processors, domain name registrars, and chat services so they could shut down so-called hate speech. In the past, users weaponized the power to flag other users, so that's probably going to happen again. Now, following the phony pipe bomb case and the Tree of Life synagogue shooting, where the guy, oddly enough, who was the coroner at Sandy Hook, is playing a rabbi, political groups blame Trump and his supporters for crimes that they did not commit. The left commits moral blackmail to enact their agenda and are coming after free speech. You better believe they are. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube can instantly terminate any speech they disagree with in an electronic reign of terror as they refuse to define what permissible speech is. The tech giants apply censorship asymmetrically and target those who disagree with the left. Folks, they have declared war on all that they disagree with. Anyone who disagrees with their philosophy is the enemy to them. This war is not the traditional war with guns and tanks. This war features technology as their weapon of choice. See, they have all the technology. They're hoarding all the technology. If I told you everything that I've seen patents for, you would not believe me. And correct me if I'm wrong, Postman. They've weaponized invisibility. I believe time travel. Postman does too, I think.
Yes.
They have weaponized so many different aspects that most people in the public sector don't have a clue exist, and that's by design. They don't want us to know they have these things. Because think back a long time ago. If an airplane were to land, they would think these were gods because they didn't understand the concept of flight. It's going to be the same way. When all this stuff is unveiled and they use it, it's going to be magic. It's going to seem like magic. Well, it's not. It's technology. But it's technology we're in the dark about. It's amazing.
But once disclosure happens, all the technology and all the free energy will be revealed. As a matter of fact, there's been several patents that come up, come up to the U.S. Patent Office for different torsion field generators and
I've seen them.
And I mean,
it's unreal.
They just won't allow them to be reproduced.
And you know why?
Yeah.
Because money.
Right.
Energy is the biggest consumer. It's the biggest money maker on the planet. And they're not about to allow us to have free energy. It goes back to Tesla when he's building his tower to wirelessly transmit free electricity. And the guy who's spending the money, is like, well, where do we put the meters? And he's like, no, you don't understand. There is no meter. This is free. He pulls the funding. Now, we can't do that. I don't make money.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sickening, you know, what the patent office is turning down these days. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
And they're stealing them too, I'm hearing.
Right, and yes, they are. And I had a friend of mine that I used to deliver to when I was
driving for the company.
When I was a mail carrier, and he used to
I like that mail carrier.
You know, he used to buy houses. He was an inventor. I mean, he showed me all kind of stuff. You know, that he was into. He wanted to build a NASCAR type track on Troy Highway, but they wouldn't let him do it.
Really?
Because of Talladega. Also, the main thing was an invention that he created, and it was an invention that the U.S. Navy would benefit from greatly. What it was an automatic barnacle remover. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Automatic. It'll attach magnetically to the hull of the ship.
And just clean all the barnacles.
While it was still in service. And the ship really had to go to dry dock.
They would save billions of dollars.
Right.
Just in the fuel, they would save.
Exactly. Did you know that the government tried to steal it? He had to take them to court to get it back.
Yeah, I can believe that. I mean, look at what they've done. The technology that's being used against us has been weaponized. The isophonic heater's harp.
Yeah.
We know who did that patent. His son even said they were threatened. His father had to sign it over. Okay, we got to get back into this when we get back. Got to hit a break. But I know it's always something, isn't it? But we'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us. This is Clear and Clear.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have another cool forecast for the overnight hours tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature ending up in the low to mid-40s. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight as we go back to standard time. Then for tomorrow, look for increasing clouds, high temperature in the lower 70s, chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, and a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high in the upper 70s, and there's an increasing threat of what could be a significant severe weather event here in Alabama Monday night in through the overnight hours into Tuesday. Stay tuned for all the latest. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet ready for the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And I'm disappointed in myself. I haven't looked up this before, but I've mentioned before that the Muslim religion is satanic. It's the cousin of Satanism. It may be closer to the brother. According to the Bible, Allah is Satan. The Quran 1:1 indicates that Muslims worship the god of this world, who we know as Satan. He's the deceiver who leads people astray. So let's look at both at what both the Bible and the Quran say to prove this point. Quran 1:1 states that Allah is the God or the Lord of this world. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah is Satan, as it is written throughout the Quran. The Bible states in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world is Satan, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believeth not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Both verses in the Quran, 3:54 and 8:30, state that Allah is the best deceiver. And they deceived, and Allah deceived, and Allah is the best deceiver. See, there it does say that. What does the Bible say about this? Revelations 20:10 tells us, and the devil that deceiveth them. Quran 35:8 states that Allah leads people astray. So surely Allah leads astray whom he wills and guides whom he wills. Does God lead people astray? Of course not. Then who does the Bible say wants to lead people astray and keep them from having eternal life through Jesus Christ? Satan. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that Satan walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Revelation 12:9 states that the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. Quran 38:85 and 11:119 both state that Allah desires to fill hell with people. Surely I will fill hell from you and from those who followed you from among them together. 119, I will surely fill hell with the jinn and the people together. Well, what does the Bible say about people? God wants us to be with him in heaven. He even sent his son, Jesus, Yeshua, to die on the cross to pay for our sins so that people can have a way to live eternally in heaven with him. He does not want any to perish. As a matter of fact, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," we all know this, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Yes. Here's a few more characteristics of Allah. Allah is not God because Allah is proud. That's Quran 59:23 states, "He is Allah. There is no God except him, the proud." But the God of the Bible is meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11:29 states, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Allah is a seditionist. Quran 25:20 states, "And we made some of you to be a sedition to some others." Allah is a seducer. Quran 11:34 states, "And my advice will not profit you if I desire to advise you, if Allah was desiring to seduce you." I could go on and on and on and on, but surely you get this, right? Of course you do. You're smart. You understand what's going on here. Yes. I would say Islam is the brother to Satanism, if not Satanism itself. So there, I said it. Moving on. An Australian woman who stabbed her rapist to death after he threatened her daughter and demanded more sex has been sentenced to 10 years plus behind bars. Yeah. December 2015, Roxanne Peters, then 32 years old, stabbed 52-year-old Grant Sasser dozens of times all over his body, including his member, until his lifeless body was lying dead on her kitchen floor. He reportedly tied her up and raped her days before this took place. He came back into her home looking to do a meth cook-up and demanded more sex. When she refused, he threatened her daughter, said the prosecutor. The mother grabbed a kitchen knife, and when he grabbed her other hand, she repeatedly stabbed him while screaming, "You don't rape me." After friends refused to help her dispose of the body lying dead on her kitchen floor, she decided to drop his corpse into a ditch past a local police station. So, and probably in hindsight, probably a mistake, she tied up his dead body to the back of her vehicle and dragged him through the streets for over a mile past the police station before dumping his dead body. And you can only imagine what happened. Cops, you know, here we go. But anyway, she got sentenced to 10 plus years in prison.
Yeah, that was because of the heinous nature in which she committed a crime.
You, bing, 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 you, sir, are correct. And that's exactly what they said. That did not excuse her lack of respect for his human dignity. What about her human dignity? He raped her. Anyway.
She had the wrong lawyer.
Bingo. And they did not do a very good job at the jury pool selection. Should have gotten women, only women. That would have taken care of that. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Let's see. Earlier this year, dash cam footage was released that shows police shooting and killing an unarmed man they claim was responsible for a hit and run. However, the man was actually the victim of the traffic accident. I don't mean to laugh. This is not funny. And the video shows that he then became the victim of murder by police. After being tight-lipped for nearly a year on the incident, the police report has finally been released, showing that the victim was unarmed. Now the taxpayers, that's you and me folks, are going to be held liable to the tune of $25 million. It doesn't say where that was, but anyway. Oh, by the way, this is blacklisted news that I'm reading to you. Surveillance cameras can identify everyone by talking to their cell phones. This is absolutely true. Surveillance cameras will soon be able to ID everyone by talking to their cell phones. This system basically allows surveillance cameras to talk to the public through their individual phones. Purdue University doctoral student Sayan Kao said, yes, I forget the name of the technology, but basically they can access your phone while it's in your pocket. They can actually pull all your data out of your phone. They can look at your emails, your contacts, everything. It's unreal. And something that is close to my heart, because I've been telling you about the insects dying, Zika spraying could wipe out 13% of the U.S. honeybee colonies. Pesticides sprayed in the southern U.S. to stop the spread of the Zika virus could turn the nation's honeybees into collateral damage. That's the warning issued by a study from the University of Exeter and University of California, Berkeley. 13% of U.S. honeybee keepers are at risk of losing their colonies because of this spraying. I don't understand what's so hard about this. Why can they not get this right? I got to tell you, with everything I've seen and everything I feel like I know, I think stuff like this being done on purpose. What do you think, Postman? You think this is being done on purpose? Are they trying purposely to destroy the planet?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it will...
It seems pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, it is. It would usurp... everything we know, you know, in nature, that would that would actually help, you know, support us, you know, biologically. And it would be a sad thing, you know, if that were to take place.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, but it seems to me that they're making it as such where a normal human being like you and I are not going to be able to sustain themselves with what we're going to have, but a transhumanist won't have a problem.
Exactly.
What they're doing?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
And the thing is, they would in the end, they want to actually be able to put put electronics, you know, in every human being, you know,
yes.
so that it will be able to sustain and, you know, basically, you know, without eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, and, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And
so if you don't get with the program, you ain't gonna make the trip.
Right. And you know that's what the Ascension is going to do, you know, anyway, you know.
It's going to supersede all that.
Right. It's going to supersede all that, and it'll fix the human genome, you know, where you won't have to eat. You can eat if you want to.
Yes.
Right.
I can't wait. I wish it would happen right now. All right, folks, got to hit another break. This is Clear in the Air. Trust me, we'll be back in 3 short minutes.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
They say timing is everything. So, starting right here, right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Wake up. It's time to grow. Because here, preparing for success starts before kindergarten. And it never, ever ends. And now, right now, we can deliver the right skills, the knowledge, the tools, and the experts to help put them all to work seamlessly. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, wherever you call home in the great state of Alabama, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative, District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
And the walls came down. Welcome back to the program. Do you see where Joe Biden gave a speech and the camera, they had to cut off the auditorium because it was half empty? Amazing, amazing. And you go to Trump rallies, people get turned away because there's hundreds of thousands of people trying to get there. It's amazing.
You're talking about that horse speech that he gave.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
It was in a small gymnasium in Parma Heights, Ohio. And there's pictures of the whole thing, but they only show you half of it because it's basically empty. I love it. These people are, oh, man. They're trying to, folks, I hope you realize what they're doing. They're trying to take over this country. They're trying to destroy the sovereignty of America. I hope you get that. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me. It's pretty obvious to Postman. And I hope you get it. I hope you see it, what they're doing.
It's a lot of people don't get that, though. How can you
be a Christian and be a Democrat?
I mean, it's free will. Free will. You know.
I know God gives us free will. We're allowed to, you know, have free will. But come on. I mean, my God, man, look at what they're doing. They have banished God from the schools. They banished him from everywhere. And it's interesting. I was having this conversation with I have an aunt that I took to a doctor's appointment in Birmingham this past week. She's always been an example to me that I never followed until lately. Just a good Christian woman. I adore her, love her to death. And she's in her 80s. And we were talking, about that, about how everything has changed. And it used to be that if your parents couldn't get you to go to church, you would get some preaching at school, or you would get it somewhere on the radio. Somewhere you would get it. Well, now there's nowhere to get it except the churches, and it's been so watered down in most of the churches, you're really not getting it. You know, things have changed so much.
Yes, I mean, how can you get the truth these days? You know, because everything is hijacked. I mean, everything's been hijacked, you know, pretty much since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And once the United States was founded, you know, early back in the pioneer days,
mm-hmm.
I mean, believe it or not, it got hijacked from the outset also, you know.
You're talking about 1871?
Yeah, that.
Second Constitution.
That, and when the Constitution was being written. Some of those, whether people know it or not, some of those founding fathers weren't what they say they were.
I agree. Secret society members.
Right. they were. I mean, some of them, from what I read, some of them seem like they were...
Radicals.
Yes, they were. They were radicals in more than one way. And on top of that, I mean, take Ben Franklin for instance. I mean, as intelligent as he was, he was an alchemist. I mean, how can you actually be
a God fearing, God loving man and be an alchemist
and be truthful, you know, to a cause, to a godly cause of founding the nation that's supposed to be found on godly principles. How can you do that and be an alchemist at the same time?
You can't.
No, it's difficult. It's almost impossible. You know, because there's too many things an alchemist can do to serve himself. You know.
Yep. You sir are correct, and again, you're hitting on what I talked about earlier. Are these people in it for themselves, or are they in it for everyone else? If they're in it for themselves, that's a bad thing. Because you're supposed to love everyone else. God will take care of you if you take care of everyone else. That's the way it's supposed to work, and it's just not that way anymore. Everybody is so caught up in themselves, particularly politicians. You know, you would think everybody would have figured that out when Hillary Clinton made the comment that she just says what she has to say to get elected. Well, what she's really going to do is totally kept from the voters. Well, duh. In other words, what she's saying is we lie. Of course they lie. I was watching The Hunt for Red October was on the other day, and I happened to flip it on at the point where the guy that's head of intelligence is saying, well, I'm a politician, which means I don't kiss babies, I steal their lollipops or whatever. And he's telling the truth. It's exactly what they do. That's what they are. And I think people were willing to put up with that so long as they at least pretended to care about us and try to do something to help us, but they don't anymore. The only people they care about helping are their huge, huge donors, the big corporations. This has become a corptocracy. All they care about is the huge corporations where they get all their money. That's all they care about. They don't care about us.
Yeah, and getting back to what I was talking about earlier. That's fine. But according to my studies of what I've done, my research, from the outset, America was founded in duality. There are two separate destinies for America. And if you don't believe me, just do your research on it, because there was a secret destiny that was founded mm-hmm. for America, and there was one that was outwardly done, you know, that was done, you know, by some of the founding fathers. And what was so unnerving about it was that some of the founding fathers were part of that secret destiny of America, And it's coming to fruition now, and the thing is, you got to actually dive into it and actually understand what these people believed in. Yes. Some of these people were running from trying to get away from serving God and doing as they will. That's what they really want to do, and most of them feel like they're. They're aristocratic. They feel like they're the offspring of the elites or kings, yeah. or whatever.
Yes,
and,
royalty.
And some of them are, but the thing is, do they have the right to rule? That's the question.
That's right. Who gave them the right to rule? It wasn't God.
That's the question.
And it's interesting you say that, because I happen to bring one of my favorite books, and it was written by a 33rd degree Mason named Manly P. Hall, and this book is called The Secret Destiny of America. In this book, we learn that Benjamin Franklin went to France and was honored by the state, but he was received, too, by the Lodge of Perfection, the most famous of all the French secret orders. His name, written in his own fine hand, is in their record ledger. And if you look that up, that is the first portion of the Scottish free rite of Masonry, called the Lodge of Perfection.
Yeah.
So
he,
yeah,
he did it through the. He did most of his wrongdoing through the that Merovingian order.
And you know, in the Washington, if you go to D.C. and you go to look at some of the artifacts, say from our first president, there's a letter there that was written to him warning him that the Masonic Order had gotten into, I'm sorry, the Illuminati had gotten into the Masonic Order lodges. And they were warning Washington to be careful because the Illuminati seeking to take over America through the Masonic lodges. And Washington replied, I know. So you got to wonder, did he not only know, but did he help facilitate that?
Or did he care enough, you know, to actually, you know, try to get him out, or he didn't care enough to let him stay in there?
Well, the chickens are coming home to roost now, Bobby Boucher.
Right. And on top of that, all the three visions that he had, you know, for America.
Yes.
I mean, how can you actually say that the vision that he had wasn't real? Because the visions that he had was happening. Well, the first vision was happening right before him.
And well, it all worked out perfectly as described by his vision.
Right, and it did, and it did, and
yes.
the angel will always tell him.
Look and
listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And learn.
Yes.
Look and learn. That what angel always tell him before,
right.
Before the angel were telling him what was coming.
Now, you say angel. Was it an angel?
I believe it was one. He was visited by more than one angel.
All right.
As a matter of fact, he was visited by the dark side, too.
I believe that.
Yes. And the third vision that George Washington had is the one that I'm really really interested in, because that third vision concerned the United States and present day. In other words,
is that the one where he's shown the Third Great War?
Right, the third Great War.
The same one Albert Pike talks about in his book.
Exactly, uh-huh. It's the very same one that he talks about.
Imagine that.
And this was an angel. The Third World War was told to him by an angel from heaven, because that angel had the United States flagged with her, and Union was written across the top of her head, mm-hmm. or his head, or whatever the gender of the angel was.
Oh, sure.
And the angel will always tell him to look and learn.
Always.
And in that third vision, he saw dark clouds that were coming over the United States, that were coming over the United States and resting over the United States, and they were coming from all four corners, from north, south, east, and
west. So not just from enemies from the west or the east; it was from all directions.
Right.
Okay.
And folks, I actually bring to you that the invasion has already started. The invasion from the south has
yes.
already started.
Yes.
And from my estimates, I don't think that Third World War is not that far off.
I don't either.
You know, there's a lot of insiders that say that the